Oilers taking on the Avs tonight, and the Avs got lots of play for in this season-ending four-game road trip. They are 2 points up on Colorado. If they can win two out of four, they guarantee themselves home ice advantage in that first round of the playoffs. But more importantly, will Matt Duchene be playing? We find out now. Mike Chambers, beat reporter from the Denver Post, joins us. Mike, welcome back to the show. We appreciate it. Give us an update on Duchene. Will he be ready for the playoffs next week?
I don't think so. He might be ready during that first round or at the start of the second round if they go that far. But he was ruled out for 4 weeks, and that basically that time frame takes him after the first round. So, I mean, there's a chance that he comes back with a brace because it is the playoffs. But, you know, a guy like that, he really he does things with his wheels. I mean, that's his biggest strength. So, you know, if he's got a heavy knee brace on, I'm not sure how much I mean, obviously he would help the team, but I'm not sure that they would be willing to go that route.
They have to be careful with it. So with him gone, you know, has Nathan MacKinnon taken on even a bigger role now that Duchene's out?
You know, he's gone back and forth from center to right wing. So, yeah, he has replaced Matt Duchene in a sense. But Nathan's been a top six forward now for the, you know, the last two-thirds of the year. So, I mean, he's been in the mix the whole time. But, yeah, he's playing more in all situations. His ice time overall is up. You know, Nathan is a heck of a player, and it's remarkable that he's only 18 years old.
How has that season series gone with Chicago? And I guess if Matt Duchene's not available, do they have a chance to still knock them off, do you think?
The Avs have won all but one, and that was the game right after Christmas when the Avs flew straight to Chicago on the 26th and didn't have a morning skate or anything, and they got blown out in Chicago. But otherwise, the Avs have owned them. It's a good rivalry right now, and obviously I think the NHL is excited about the matchup, you know, with this champs and Patrick Laine stuff. I mean, it should be a heck of a series, but the Avs still have hope that they're going to catch St. Louis. Obviously, that's going to be tough, which is four games left. They're 4 points behind the Blues, but, you know, it's possible, and the Avs are still talking about that.
Mike Chambers joins us from the Denver Post. Mike, most people are very surprised at the quick turnaround the Avs have had. And, you know, it's been unique. They missed the playoffs when, you know, they make the playoffs, then they miss the playoffs with 95 points. Then they make the playoffs, then they miss them again, they get Duchene. Then they make it, then they miss again, they get Gabriel Landeskog, and, you know, now they're where they are. That Varlamov trade at the time, a lot of people scrutinized, but in hindsight, it's looked a brilliant move for them. How much of this is on Patrick Waugh? How much of this is on the complete overhaul, basically, of their defense corps from last year to this year?
Well, I think it's a combination of all three. I mean, Patrick came in and he brought a fresh attitude and a different system, especially in the D zone. But he inherited a pretty darn good team. I mean, a very good young team with O'Reilly and Duchene and Landeskog and the number one overall pick last year. And veterans like Paul Stastny, Eric Johnson, if you call him that. I mean, he's 26 now. But Patrick inherited a pretty good team, and he's certainly done a great job having or teaching these kids to win. I mean, that's the biggest thing. And this is a team that has won 29 one-goal games, most in the NHL. This is a team that a la Patrick Waugh, has really done well in tight games.
What the thing I like about Juan, we saw it from the first game of the season, he really injects emotion, it seems, Mike, into his play. And I'm not sure how you can track that with any statistical data, but I thought he was a genius again, you know, calling David Backes gutless just for wrestling a guy down to the ice. I think, you know, Patrick Waugh, outside of being a good coach, He seems to be a guy who's, is he like, not that he can be the emotional leader, but how much emotion does he bring outside of the X and O's? And do you think that's maybe more important to this group?
Well, it's funny you say that, because the two blow-ups that he's had this year, the two main ones, and he hasn't blown up that much at all.
But yep.
Opening night when Nathan MacKinnon got kneed in the neutral zone by a Ducks defenseman with a minute left in a 6-0 game, and it wasn't called, he flew off the handle. And obviously it's his 18-year-old, you know, star youngster that is getting kneed, so you can kind of understand why he did that. And then this past week, obviously, MacKinnon gets in it with Backes, and I think that Patrick has a soft heart for people picking on his 18-year-old. I can't blame him.
Yeah, and that's fair. I definitely see that for sure. MacKinnon himself, big, strong 18-year-old, right? Like, stronger than most. I know Gabriel Landeskog was another big one. How do you feel, MacKinnon? Because I look at his stats, and I've looked at his ice time, Mike, and he seems like he's almost getting stronger as the season goes along, whereas a lot of times the guys will fade because of fatigue. Talk about that aspect of it, and, you know, has Waugh talked to you about, you know, how he's tried to use him, and that, you know, somehow this kid is actually getting better and stronger as the season goes on?
Well, Patrick, same with Duchesne. Patrick doesn't want these speedsters to go down the wing and then just do everything on their own. They want to check up a lot of times if they can't take it wide and use their line mates, and you can see more of that with Nathan and Matt as well. But you know, MacKinnon's got this unbelievable stride. He's got this gift of this enormous stride that just gets him down the ice so easily. I don't know if you guys saw it, but in the Blues game on Saturday, he split two Team Canada defensemen and got to the net in front of Ryan Miller and almost scored, but he split those two D-men. He has gotten stronger. He's just an incredible talent, and certainly he doesn't lack confidence whatsoever from day one. I mean, he's really been a strong player, and obviously he's tough too. He's very tough. Obviously he's not a fighter, but he proved against Backes that he's not going to back down.
From an organizational standpoint, do you think he's exceeded their expectations this year?
I don't know. That's hard to say, because I was surprised when Patrick came out right after the draft and he said Nathan MacKinnon's going to be on our team this coming year. He's going to play as an 18-year-old rookie. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, don't you want to just wait until he at least shows up at training camp and see how he does? And Patrick's like, no, he will be on our team. So I think that Patrick knew that he was going to be a real sensation. I think to the rest of us, we are surprised that this kid is really that good. I mean, this is a kid that on his a year and a half ago, in his last chance on the World Juniors, or actually he was on there as a 17-year-old. I mean, he was, what, their 13th forward or 12th? He barely played. So his development since then into the player he is now is remarkable.
Mike, is their defense good enough to beat Chicago?
That's a good question. I don't know. They've Eric Johnson's playing great hockey. Tyson Barrie is really coming into his own as a puck-moving guy. Nick Holden from nearby St. Albert is doing great. His D-zone stuff is coming along. His offensive upside is high. But the other guys are just kind of no-name grinders. Corey Sarich, I mean, you know, he's almost 36 or whatever, but, you know, there's a guy that they might lean on in the playoffs for experience and toughness. It is kind of a makeshift blue line, but then again, when you got two guys like Eric Johnson and Tyson Barrie, you're in pretty good shape.
Tyson Barrie's an interesting one. I think it was you telling me how Patrick Waugh challenged him to be more offensive. Like, you never hear that in today's age of coaching. It was a great.
Yeah, I think Tyson was too worried about his D zone coverage and getting caught up ice. And Patrick just said, hey, buddy, you just go. We want you to go. You got the green light, and we will worry about covering for you. And since that conversation and since Tyson started to play that way, he's been a different player. I mean, this is a kid who, you know, he's just 22 years old, and he's really got some high offensive skills. And as a result of his production up front, I think it's helping him on the D zone.
I played with Tyson last year, and he's one of the most talented defensemen I've ever seen. I'm not shocked at all that he's taken strides this year. I got to ask you about Ryan O'Reilly. He's leading the league in takeaways and has two penalty minutes. How is that possible?
Stick work, I guess. I mean, he's a rink rat. He's always the last guy off the ice, even in a morning skate. He loves being on the ice. He loves to work on every little tiny part of his game. And I wrote this story about 2 weeks ago when he had zero penalty minutes, and I think he was second or third in takeaways. And I think Lady Bing is calling his name. I mean, a guy with 28 goals. I think he might be 27, but with that many goals, that many takeaways, and only two penalty minutes is crazy. And by the way, his penalty came on. He was playing with a broken stick. The guy just couldn't let go of it, right?
Yeah, that's amazing stat. You know, he's definitely got to be in the running for the Selkie. Hell, he could be in the running for the Lady Bing.
That's crazy.
And no one would ever consider him a guy who's necessarily Lady Bing. But when you play the role he has, the minutes he's played, and you don't take a penalty, he's definitely going to be in that conversation. Mike, one last one for you. Who are the Avs? Is the Hall Nugent Hopkins line going to see a lot of Johnson tonight?
Oh, I would think so. Eric Johnson's been paired with the top forwards pretty much all season. You'll probably see Eric with Jan Hayda again. I wouldn't think Patrick is going to change any of that.
Okay. Mike, as always, good to catch up with you. Enjoy the game.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.